Welcome, everyone, to a Mr. Richards podcast of ESL in Ho Chi Minh City, Episode 12, Black Idioms. I am your host, Mr. Richard, and I am broadcasting to you from the heart of Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh City. This 12th episode of ESL in HCMC will teach you common American idioms and expressions using the word black. This episode was co-written by a fellow English teacher here in Ho Chi Minh City, Teresa Chung. You can find a transcript of this episode on our website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com. Now, let's get started, shall we? The color black is often associated with loss and mourning. Black is the color of the night and of darkness, as well as the vast reaches of outer space. Black can be defined as an absence of all color, and may be why it is linked to death, which is the absence of life. When used in expressions and idioms, black usually retains this negative aspect or meaning. Here are some common expressions using the word black. A black eye. A black eye is an eye that is bruised. A black spot. A black spot is a dangerous road or corner where accidents usually happen. A black day. A black day is an unlucky, sad, or miserable day. A black book, or a black list. A black book, or black list, is a list of undesirable, unwanted, and sometimes dangerous people. To blacklist. To blacklist someone is to be noted as someone to be punished or to be treated cautiously, often noted on a black book or a black list. To be in someone's black book. To be in someone's black book is to be out of favor with someone. A little black book. A little black book is a list, real or abstract, of one's sexual partners, sometimes with details such as phone numbers. A black look. A black look is a look of anger, dislike, or resentment. A black mark. A black mark is a recorded instance of someone's misconduct or failure that often has negative consequences. Often used as a black mark against somebody's name or on your record. A black sheep. A black sheep is a person considered to be an outcast or a disgrace to a family or group, often used as the black sheep of a family. The black market. The black market, the place, real or abstract, where illegal business transactions occur. To sell something on the black market means that it is either illegal to sell the item or that it is being sold without the proper legal taxes or penalties. To paint a black picture. To paint a black picture is to have a pessimistic or negative outlook on a situation. To be in the black. To be in the black is to have money or to be earning profit. In black and white. In black and white means to be in writing or in print, or to use no color, or is easily understood. Black and blue. Black and blue means severely bruised or bruised all over. Now let's review. A black eye. A black spot. A black day. A black book. A black list. To blacklist. To be in someone's black book. A little black book. A black look. A black mark. A black sheep. The black market. To paint a black picture. To be in the black. In black and white. Black and blue. Okay, now let's try an exercise. I will read a paragraph without using any of these idioms. When I finish, please pause the podcast and rewrite the paragraph using all of the idioms we have reviewed. Ready? Here we go. Johnny was the outcast of his family. He never helped anyone when he had money to spare. He always got into fights, and he usually had at least one bruised eye or was covered in bruises. Johnny never settled down and kept ex-girlfriends' phone numbers memorized. He was immediately known as a troublemaker at the local bars. Johnny also appeared in the police's suspect list when he started to break into houses. He would trade the stolen goods illegally. It was an unlucky day for Johnny when he crashed his car at a dangerous intersection near the police station. The traffic cops gave Johnny the usual suspicious look. They searched his car and found some stolen goods, so they arrested him. The next day, Johnny's mugshot appeared in the newspaper, and the media vilified him. The judge saw this case as quick and easy and sentenced Johnny to 10 years hard labor. Johnny will now forever have a strike against his name. The end. You may now pause the podcast. Welcome back. So, do you think Johnny is a good guy? Let's go over the paragraph again, this time using the black idioms we have reviewed. Johnny was the black sheep of his family. He never helped anyone when he was in the black. He always got into fights, and he usually had at least one black eye or was black and blue all over. Johnny never settled down and kept a little black book. He was blacklisted as a troublemaker at the local bars. Johnny also appeared in the police's black books when he started to break into houses. He would trade the stolen goods on the black market. It was a black day for him when he had a car crash at a black spot near the police station. The traffic cops gave him the usual black look. They searched his car and found some stolen goods, so they arrested him. The next day, Johnny's mugshot appeared in the newspaper, and the media painted a black picture of him. The judge saw this case as black and white and sentenced Johnny to 10 years hard labor. Johnny will now forever have a black mark against his name. The end. So, how did you do? Were you able to use all of the black idioms in the paragraph? Let me know if you have any questions or need anything explained further. Well, it's time once again to say goodbye. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Be sure to check out our website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com, for updates. That's eslhcmc.podomatic.com. I would like to hear from you. Please feel free to contact me with questions, comments, and suggestions. That email address is eslhcmc@gmail.com. Maybe the next podcast will be one that you have suggested. This has been a Mr. Richards podcast of ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. I am your host, Mr. Richard, signing off from Vietnam. Peace.